Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, high noon in the District of Columbia. We moved Ask B. Mitch Anything up by an hour because we're convinced Jeff might have to leave after all the cayenne pepper consumption. And we're kicking things off in person on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Now, a lot of schools are off today. I believe it's Diwali. Happy Diwali,
Diwali
to all that celebrate.
Yeah.
Including, Sean, are you in Fairfax County Schools? What school zone are you in?
Arlington.
Arlington. Okay. So, Sean Kynard joins us, the Cluster Buster Jr. Sean, you're in fourth grade, bro?
Third grade.
You're in the same grade as Shelby, that's right. And how much sugar have you consumed in the last 24 hours, Sean?
58 grams.
Currently, you have a lollipop going, and I just saw you, like, down a whole packet of Sour Patch sugar.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Well, you get to lead off Ask B. Mitch Anything. You have a question for Brian?
Yes. Do you think there will be another Hail Mary successfully caught and received?
Ooh. In the whole NFL?
For the Commanders.
For the Commanders? Oh, boy. I'm going to say no. Not this year. Maybe another year, but it's not often that it happens, but to say it happened that easily, I just hope that they're not in that position again where they could just go finish the game. But I don't think this year is going to happen, Sean.
Sean, do you think there'll be another Hail Mary?
I think there might be a chance.
All right. Hey, Sean, go get another donut. Make sure you eat all of them.
All the sugar you want today.
Thanks, buddy. Great job.
Good job, buddy.
All right. We're going to hit the phones now that Sean has led things off. I like that question from Sean. I do want a quick update here. B, I think this is going to matter. Tyrone Tracy, the Giants running back,
is going to play.
Concussion Monday night. I'm reading this from Jordan Renan. All the New York reporters have it. Running back Tyrone Tracy continues to progress in concussion protocol. He's practicing Friday and scheduled to meet with the independent neurologist for clearance later today, barring a setback. Coach Brian Daboll said Tracy earned his playing time, will continue to play if he performs well.
With that.
Sounds like he's playing, which is good news for the young man. You're never rooting
for. Good news for the young man, but as I state all the time, we'll make sure he's supposed to be there in a legal manner. Understand?
Sure do. Commanders have announced their captains for the Week 9 game in New York. Noah Brown. Wonder why he got the call.
Indeed.
Noah Brown, John Bates, and Quan Martin.
I like that.
They always go offense, defense, special teams. So Brown is your offense, Bates is your special teamer, and Quan is your defensive captain. A lot of young guys that deserve that right there.
Yeah, I like that.
Now let's go to the
young
phone.
Crew right there.
Let's start with Vinny in Sea Pleasant.
What up, Vinny?
What up, Vince?
What's going on, my guys? Hope y'all having a great Friday.
Yes,
give my man Jeff some milk for that cayenne pepper. His throat sounds like it's on fire. But
He's already drinking milk.
You guys had a segment around like the late Paul Jones, and a prediction on the success of our Commanders this season.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I gave a bold prediction stating that, you know, our Commanders will make it to the NFC Championship. Now, we're looking up. We're looking up. And I really have a strong feeling. So
I got to put him on hold, see if you can figure that out. I can't hear a word he's saying. Drew is in D.C. Drew, what you got?
What's up, fellas? What's going on, man? Great day today. Great day today, definitely. First of all, I want to say congratulations to you, Brian Mitchell, on the Hall of Fame. Like my mom said, if you want it, you got to speak it into fruition, man. You know, I'm just going to say congratulations right now on the Hall of Fame. Appreciate you. Yeah, but my question is, as far as with the Skins, man, you know, everybody loving the progression. You know, it seems like we're light years ahead of time. And like I say, but if that cornerback Horn came available from the Panthers, would you make a move for
Bryce Young?
No, cornerback.
J.C. Horn. Okay, gotcha.
Listen, man, I'll be honest with you. Yes, you want one like that, but I think ultimately I'm just sitting back and letting Adam Peters do what he's going to do. Because I believe that, you know, I can sit in and give my opinions on stuff. I don't watch those guys as closely as anybody else. I always go straight to how long would you have the person if you were to trade for him. If you only have him this year, I think it's a waste of time. You know, because I think you want to get somebody. If you're going to give up assets, you want to be able to have that person for the next 3-4 years.
Or, I agree with that completely. Mm-hmm. For a guy like Horn or Newsome, you're going to have to pay a price, right? I do think there's another avenue where you do just go get a veteran that maybe even has an expiring contract, but the cost is much lower.
The cost has to make sense.
Yeah.
But normally when you start talking about the top-notch corners, they're going to want more than a six-round pick for them.
And both Newsome and Horn only have a year left. You could pick up their rookie option. But I would believe if you're trading for those players, you either want to have a discussion, at least a discussion, but like contractually, if you're going to pay the freight to get a kid like J.C. Horn, right, you're probably giving up two? So you're giving something up.
Yeah.
You want to get a deal done, too.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's complicated.
Yeah, the only reason I mentioned because he's still young and, you know, in the contract, like I said, who are you getting?
It's a far more simple transaction if you trade for a veteran corner that could maybe stabilize that room a little bit and it costs you a six, and then you're not worried about contracts, you're not worried down the line, because I wouldn't be surprised at all. Thanks for the call, Drew. It's a really good call. B, I'm curious if you agree with this. Knowing Peters and the meticulous vision with which he's tried to build this roster so far, mm-hmm. would it surprise you at all if they already have a list of free agent targets for March?
No.
Not at all.
It would surprise me if they didn't.
Right.
And if they don't, then I would be asking questions, but I'm sure they do.
Let's go to Nate in D.C.
Nate, what's up?
What up, B. Mitch? What up, JP? How y'all feeling?
We're good, man.
I got a question for you, and this goes for JP and Landfield, Jeff, everybody, if Jeff can catch his breath. But the question is, how are we going to just overlook not looking at who we feel might be the next 4 or 5 championship winners so we can construct our own ticket? Because what was that? $25 for a 100K? Like, we got to – no flag on the play, false stop.
So you want us to come up with our own Hans Wickline parlay to win 100K, huh?
Yes, we need that.
All right, let's try it. All right,
hey,
B.
You know what? I'm with it.
All right, let's try 5 coming up. So we got to pick this year's Super Bowl.
I'm going to go Scheffler to win.
Augusta?
Yeah, you gotta
usually
go that.
Does.
Yeah, you got to go that.
All right, Scheffler at Augusta. Who you got winning the Super Bowl?
Kind of hard to go against those damn those Chiefs.
I think I'm going to go Lions.
Okay, you go Lions. I'll go Chiefs.
Who you got winning?
NBA, I'm going Celtics.
Fair. Hockey. Caps.
Fair. If we're going to make it high, we go Caps.
I mean, let's be honest. I don't know that you and I are in a position to predict the upcoming Stanley Cup champion besides the Caps.
We could try, just like everybody else did.
College hoops, UConn again? No, Duke has that kid now. I don't know. We'll think about it, Nate. Great idea, buddy.
Good stuff. But, like, he was waiting a long time. Boy, that has to be.
Yeah, well, we have to the put, first couple.
If it's $25, Jay, we could put in, like, 5, 6 of them.
Yeah.
And if one of them hit, we worry about the money we spent.
Especially at $25.
Yeah.
Trucker Dan is on the line. Hello, Trucker Dan.
What up, Dan?
What's going on, fellas?
Good, man.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Hey, B. Mitch, I want to know about that, you know, that stuff you were talking about a couple seconds earlier about the school thing, the college funds. I want to know how you can do that because you said if you can put it there and multiply.
You got all these different college funds right now. You put in a certain amount of money, and by the time you get there,
where do you live?
It'll grow.
Yeah, where do you live, Dan?
I'm in Oxon Hill.
Isn't that the, what's called the 529?
The 529 plan is what you want.
Yes.
And depending how old your kids are, you just you could talk to a financial person or you could just Google it and do it yourself. Like,
yeah.
They have
you can put
these
in a big
available.
Thing up front, or you can put it in monthly.
Yeah, the state.
But it's the 529 for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, dude, hold on. I'm going to Google it for you. I'm going to try to do some help. The governor's coming on. I'm going to try to do some help for the state of Maryland. If you just go to Maryland529.com, you could check out all the options right there. And basically, like, if you had a child that's just – if you have a baby right now, what is 18 uh-huh. years from now? 42?
Yeah.
You would select, like, the Target 2042 fund. And they're going to build a growth plan to deliver in 42. So, like, right now it's going to be heavy stocks and, like, growth focused. And then by the time you get to 2040, 2041, they're going to kind of tamper that back into more cash so it's ready to rock when the kid's going to college.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got one last note. What's going on with number 13, because I want to see him shine. I feel as though a lot of the fan base been, like, bashing him so hard.
Well, he had an interception week before last, right, Jay?
He had the pick against the Panthers. Last week he played well. Listen, Emmanuel Forbes is a really nice young man.
Yeah.
I'm always impressed by him. We talk about physicality, right? And you see a young man like Mikey Sammerstill, you're never going to get that from Manny Forbes. It's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that they can't figure out a way to use him. He's been playing. Like, his snap counts are up. He's part of kind of that corner rotation, I would say, right now. They had a lot of trouble with Malik Nabers week two, and he'll have an opportunity to prove that they've improved, I guess. Thanks for the call, Trucker Dan.
Man.
Yep. Hi, bro.
We're trying Vince at C. Pleasant again?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Vinny. Vinny, you there?
I'm back. I'm good. Everything all right?
Yeah, you good.
All right, cool. So, like I was saying, I had a segment, like, the later part of June, like, I think, like, OTAs or training camp. But I made a prediction on what the Commanders are going to look like this season. I predicted when I came on that we would make it to the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Now, all of y'all laughed, including Landini, Jeff, B. Mitch, including you, JP.
Yeah.
So nah, I wonder, not me, dog.
And, yeah, you did. But I'm wondering, once we make it there, because I feel like we're going to do it once we make it there. If y'all can play my favorite sounder for each and every last one of you guys, and I want to know if you, I'm going to just give it to you. My favorite sounder that you always play is, I'm a dumbass. I want you to play that for each and every last one of you guys.
We can do that.
So ask me,
but what if it doesn't happen?
It's just
then what we going to play for
making
you?
Making requests.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen, B. Mitch, I'll get back on there. You can light me up with it.
Oh no, I'm not gonna light you up. I'm just saying, you know, things happen sometimes, and I'll be happy if it does happen. I think
definitely.
I think you threw it out there. I don't think you really believed it though when you said it.
Hey, I believe.
Say it with your chest.
I believe. I'm saying, thank you, JP. I'm saying it with my chest, B. Mitch. Come on, man.
All right, I got you.
I think we're gonna do it.
One thing I've learned: it's always easy to stand with your chest when you're on the phone with B. Mitch. If you're in the room with him, it's a little bit different. So far, I'm standing with my chest, and I'm not drinking the cayenne pepper.
I'm a dumbass.
There it is. Shout out to the Rooster.
Good stuff, man.
The Rooster is doing some good work, I believe, tonight in the community. I think he's got his big Best Buddies fundraiser. So if you're out and about, check out what the Rooster's up to tonight. Now, it's my understanding, Commander Tequila, Commandante Tequila has a question for B-Mitch. Commandante, you're up, buddy.
Hey, B-Mitch, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
You hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Hey, I have a question. With nine games left, all right, the two Cowboys, two Eagles, and one bird, or what you call it, a giant.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are so-and-so. Are we going to get that six-game win and see that gumbo dance, or are we going to see that tutu dance?
I think we're going to get to the point where I got to put on a tutu, and I'll be happy because, you know what? One thing about me is I know who I am, and if the team If I have to wear a tutu, they won 11, 12 games. How can you be pissed at that? And I think a lot of ladies want to see my legs, so who cares? Give a damn what y'all think. Jeff, what you got to say? Say something.
Yeah, say something, Jeff.
I was about to say, I'll be pissed at that site. I don't want to see me mention the tutu, but I get it.
But I'm not doing
it
for you anyway.
That makes you sus. Like, it'll be funny. Why are you worried about it? You can't laugh at stuff?
B mentions my dog. I don't want to see none of my dogs in the tutu, but for the Commanders winning, it's definitely going on the gram.
It'd be funny as hell. I'm all for it.
It'd be funny. Yeah.
You have my full support, Brian. I have a question for you.
JP going to be in one too, y'all.
Debra said, oh, yeah, Brian's legs.
Ooh, Debbie letting them know. I listen to Will Compton's podcast sometimes. And years back, he had Heinicke on, right? And Heinicke and Comp are guys that have traveled a lot in their NFL journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And you were here for 10 years, Philly a couple, one in New York. Heinicke and Comp said this, and I imagine this has kind of increased over the last 10, 15 years as politics has grown into like its own version of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Both Heinicke and Comp talked about how political the media is that covers the Redskins, covers the Commanders, covers Washington.
And what do you mean political?
I never thought about it until I heard them talk about it. Like, during COVID, players were always getting asked about being vaccinated. That stuff largely wasn't happening elsewhere. It became a thing with Rodgers. Dan Quinn was just asked if he has addressed the – Dan Quinn talked about he addressed the team the importance of voting, which is awesome. They should.
Mm-hmm.
But does that conversation happen elsewhere? Are they talking about that in Detroit or Kansas City or Dallas?
It happened in other places. I mean – around the time, I talked about it in Philly and in New York. But that's not being political just because I asked you a question. If I asked you, were you vaccinated? Because it was a national story.
Yeah.
Okay? If the national story is you're supposed to keep a distance from everybody. I know I love football, but why the hell do they have to be – why would the people that's going to be right next to each other all the time not have to protect themselves? So I can understand it. Like, when you look at players, whether they are or not, people put them on a pedestal in all different aspects of life because they play football on TV. So why not ask that person a question if they were trying to influence others to do it?
Yeah,
so that's fair. I do that. But I don't think that's being political, just ask the question.
All right, I got another one for you.
Hmm?
Do you think Barstool Nate is sane?
Very much not.
I like this tweet from Nate Dogg. Tell
He's
me what
totally
you
think. Insight.
Washington is the best sports town in America right now. Commanders, Jaden, Terry, $100 million in cap space, sky's the limit. Nats, Abrams, Cruz, Wood, loads of prospects. Wiz, Bilal, Sar, Bub, full rebuild. Caps, everyone, best team in the league. Ovi about to pass Wayne Gretzky.
See, the thing about this is the thing about Nate.
And he said the Mystics might
everything
get
everything he
buckets.
Said, he was speaking about the future. So how are you going to say they're the best right now?
Well, I think the Caps might be the best right now, and the Commanders are among the best right now.
So, do you believe that question, that statement?
No.
So, see, Nate likes to say outlandish stuff because some of it might stick. You know, he throws stuff against the wall, see if it's going to stick. He throws a lot of stuff against the wall.
Tobo has a quest, though. Toby Altizer has a Washington hat on and a Hail Jaden t-shirt. Toby, looking fly, bro.
I appreciate it.
Toby, I have a question for you before we start.
Yeah, what's up?
Will you take a shot of cayenne pepper water?
Yeah, I can do that.
Bang.
Now I've heard that it works your system, so if I miss an update later, I'm blaming you. But B. Mitch, I don't know if you guys have talked about this. I'm curious your thoughts. I saw that Jalen Hurts was asked about golfing with, I think he was out with President Obama, a couple other notable people, and now he's not able to golf according to his contract. How much would you have to get in a contract for you not to be able to golf? He was out there hanging out, but he wasn't able to actually play.
So they're going
to
tell me that I can't play golf the rest of my life because I'm under a contract?
Mm-hmm.
Not the rest of your life, while you're under the contract.
At the station or on the football field?
Well, just like if you were, you know, still playing football, how much are you going to have to get in a contract for, say, you know, the 5 years or whatever to not play golf?
If I had $60 million a year like Jalen Hurts does, they could tell me not to play golf.
B, the guarantees in Hurts' contract, $110 million. I will chill on golf.
I'll chill on golf for that.
I got a similar but different question.
Like, I don't understand why they would even put the golf thing in the contract.
I think it's all other sports. But hold on. We're waiting word for Governor Wes Moore. He's going to join us when he's available. Dude might be kind of busy, all right? Mark is on the line. I have a question for you, which is similar but the complete opposite of what Toby just asked. Nobody go anywhere.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
With 213.
Hey, B. So everybody understands, Maryland Governor Wes Moore is going to join us when he can. There's an election in 3 days. Dude's probably very busy. He's also 25-16 making picks this year.
Yeah,
so pretty damn good.
He's winning.
If the governor's folks are listening and he just needs to text the picks in, we will count them for the week. Whatever you guys need to do. We're going to keep Ask B. Mitch going. Mark is on Landover. Mark, what do you got?
Top of the day to you, gentlemen.
Same to you, brother. What's happening?
Hey, Brian. Real quick, buddy. I've been thinking about this since I asked you about King of the Swamp, but I wanted to ask you something that you're an expert in. Regardless of what anybody thinks about the Hall of Fame or anything else, I know you're an expert in it. Man, what do you think they could do to improve one of the worst things in professional sports? And that would be the kickoffs, buddy. You know all about that kind of stuff. And, man, I would like your opinion on it. And
you said to improve the kickoff return, you mean, not the kickoff?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because the whole deal, man, the way they have it set up and change it is really, really not good for the sport, and it really takes a lot of the excitement out of it, I feel.
Well, I think if you want to have a kick return, you got to leave it how it is, because if they try to change it, they're going to go with all – listen, now all they're talking about is the safety of the player thing, and I don't like it. I didn't like it the last 2 years where it wasn't happening at all. Now at least they're getting returns. I believe that the coaches that are getting the running backs that are that have the vision to go through holes like an actual running play, you know, those guys are having more success than other people.
Hey, Brian, do you think it would help that they would penalize, like give them the ball at the 35 if they kick it out of the end zone like they're still doing? Do you think that would help, buddy?
If they kick it out the end zone, they don't give it to them at the 35. They get to the 30.
Change it to give it to them to the 35.
Listen, the kickers that are going to knock it out the end zone, those teams you watch that are giving the ball to them on the 30, they have good defenses. So they feel they can stop you. So it's going to come down to what your defense is.
Yes, sir. I understand. Hey, one more thing.
I hate how they've gotten rid of
the onside. But how often do people really run the onside?
Right. Exactly. It's like what the Skins pulled off last year. I've been watching them for 66 years, buddy, and that's the first one I've ever seen them get like that.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call, Mark.
Hey, real quick, Brian.
Yeah.
One more thing. Man, what I asked you about Tim Smith and Herb Mulcahy the last time I talked to you. What the heck is Jim Lachey, Rollo, Mark May, and those guys up to you?
Jim Lachey works directly with Ohio State. Riley McKenzie is still here in town. And Mark May is still dealing with his horses.
There you go. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go to John in Herndon. Johnny, go.
Yeah, so if we win this week and trade deadline is next week, do you think the win and being where we are changes the steady build-out that Adam Peters is talking about? Are we going to make a trade?
I don't think the win is going to make that much of a difference. I think they're already out there having conversations just in case something comes up that seems feasible to them. I think we as fans are looking at the record and we just want to change everything up. I don't think Adam has the ability to work like that. You know,
and Mitch, and can I just give you guys kudos? I love the way that you always say – this is a view of the fans, but let's not forget what leadership means. Stay the course. The players are playing. Thank you for every time you guys bring that up.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you, buddy. All right, B, I got a question for you.
Yep.
I had a tragedy happen earlier this week. I told Landfill about it. I dropped my sunglasses in the urinal. Now, luckily, I hadn't started going in the urinal yet. And the urinal, of all the things around here, is kind of clean because the water's always running. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I threw them away. I need a new pair of sunglasses.
You didn't have to throw them away.
I think I did.
Wash them off.
I think I did. That may be check line one. That, I believe, I'm interested in that call. I threw them away. What is the dollar amount of sunglasses? So I used to buy expensive sunglasses. I've given up on that because I drop them. I break them. I'm largely an idiot. And I'm not built to maintain high-end luxury things.
Mm-hmm.
What is the dollar amount for a pair of sunglasses that you will fetch them out of the toilet and keep wearing them?
It's depending. Like you say, you hadn't even started yet, and the water was running. I just pull them out and keep wearing them.
Really? You would have?
I'm going to clean them. I'm going to clean them off and keep moving. Hell, I ask you a question. What happened to the two or three pair I purchased for you?
One of them I still have.
One, you sure?
Yeah, it's in my golf bag.
Oh, you haven't lost it yet.
I think you got me three,
yeah,
and I have one left.
Yeah. That'll never happen again. I won't buy you anything else. I need you to grow up.
Brian, I think I'm grown. I think this is just who I am.
No.
No?
You lax.
I am
lax. The stuff you want your daughters to do, you do. The stuff you don't want your daughters to do, you do all the time.
They might be. Actually, Shelby's just like me. She loses stuff constantly.
Well, you can't tell her to get it right if you always lose stuff.
Can't tell me nothing. Landfill, would you get sunglasses out of the urinal? That's a no for you. Jeffrey, you grabbing sunglasses out of the urinal?
Not at all.
Even like Ray-Bans? Spent $100.50 on them?
Oh, they my sunglasses?
Yeah.
Oh, if they my sunglasses, I'm going to flush the toilet and I'm going to get like a paper towel or something and grab my sunglasses.
Clean them up.
But I thought you were talking about.
It's a urinal. He hadn't even started yet.
Oh no.
Pull them things out, get soap and water. You go take them right to the kitchen. You got some palm olive over there. Boom, boom, rinse them off, dry them, you're moving.
See, I thought you said you found some sunglasses.
I thought you were like.
No, they fell off my shirt into the toilet.
Oh yeah, bro. Flush the toilet, hurry up, grab you a little paper towel. You good.
It's gross.
JP, you have done worse.
I say
than
you
that.
Eat beans fresh out the can on the grill. That's gross.
Yeah,
they're.
I'm messing
prepared.
With you. I'm just yanking you.
That's my family recipe. Shane,
no,
is
that's
in
your
Oxon
recipe.
Hill.
Not no family.
Shane, ask B something. Get it off. Get
man,
the spotlight
B,
off
Mitch,
me.
What's up, man? What? I see you been popping out with the goatee lately and all that, man. You know, and I'm coming at you. You know what I'm saying? Diddy free. Let me say that first. I ain't no Diddy. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you've been looking real crisp with the ball jump, man. I'm a fellow ball brother. What you been going, Ving Rang against the grain? You using an electric razor?
No, I use the five-blade Gillette.
Five-blade Gillette. Okay, so you is Ving Rangs with the jump. That's Ving Rangs off Baby Boy if you ain't catch the reference when
I got
in the bathroom shaving. You know what I'm saying? With the,
I got two strikes.
Yeah. So you saying you going Gillette 5, but do you go with the grain? You use a shaving cream? What you got going on?
Now this is gonna go viral right here.
Uh-oh.
I use some stuff called coochie cream.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
On my head.
What I said. I might have to dip.
So, look, my wife's friend sells this stuff and she brought it home the first time. She's like, Brian, what's that name? I can't think of the lady's name right now. She sent you this stuff. I say, she sent me what? Coochie cream. But yeah. It's more like a lotion, and it's a little it's smoother than shaving cream, and that's what I use.
And then make the razor just glide.
Yeah, glide right across your head. But I go with the grain. Yeah. I go with the grain.
Oh, you go with the grain?
Yeah, I don't want. I'm not going. I don't want the bumps, bro.
Going against the grain is bad news. Shane, thank you. We got to go to the commercial here. We're also not sure we're allowed to say coochie cream on air. Coming up
next. That's the name of it. They sell it.
Coming up next, we got to talk to Terry McLaurin. You're going to hear it. B. Mitch and Finley, brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. Also, if you're out and about on a Friday afternoon, honestly, I don't have to pick the kids up till 4. If this wasn't the opposite direction of my house, I might go. Grant and Danny are on their Friday field trip. They're in Fairfax at Craft House in Fairfax, 11861 Palace Way in Fairfax Corner. Go check the boys out Friday afternoon. Kind of fun. Right now, we're going to – Terry McLaurin talks on Thursdays at Commanders Park. Terry McLaurin, always insightful. You're going to enjoy this one.
Division game on the road. You guys have had a lot of success this year. How do you kind of maintain the high of a Hail Mary with going to the Meadowlands?
Just moving on to the next game. And, you know, last week is behind us, although how great it was. And I think going into this week, we played these guys already this year. And just for it to be a division game, like, the records really kind of go out of the window, in my opinion. It comes down to who can win. Really always comes down to the fourth quarter. But looking where we're at now and compared to how we played the first time we played them, we got to be a lot better in the red zone. That kind of reared its head a little bit last week. And it's not as much as us having trouble moving the ball. The scheme is just mitigating the negative plays, you know, false starts or illegal procedures, or even sometimes we had a few, you know, illegal men downfield. Just not putting ourselves in a position where we're going backwards, and it allows us to have the whole playbook at hand so we can be on the attack mode. And we know that their defense presents issues, especially up front with Dexter Lawrence and their crew. So, you know, we just got to be really good at staying ahead of the sticks and scoring in the red zone and scoring 7 points, because our defense is doing a good job of creating some turnovers and giving us the ball back. So we got to be able to capitalize in the red zone this week.
You're on pace for a career high in receiving yards. I think you've had 39 over the first 2 weeks. What's been the key to that and the relationship that you've been building with Jaden?
Patience, you know, just having some patience and trusting that the work that we've been putting in since the offseason is going to start showing, from the deep balls to the connection in the underneath game, one-on-one opportunities. So just patience has been the key. You know what I mean? Obviously, Jaden has came in a lot more ready than most as a rookie, but at the same time, there's still, speaking of the devil, there's still obviously a learning curve. You know what I mean? The speed of the game, but the work that he puts in has been really easy for us to continue to get better, for him to get better. And you can see the maturation process throughout our entire offense, not just our relationship, but, you know, also with Cliff. You know, I think he's really given me every opportunity to make plays, down the field, over the middle, screen game. He's allowed me to really open up a part of my game that I always feel like has been there, which is, you know, the deep balls down the field. And so able to add that to our offense now on my arsenal has been huge for me individually, but as a collective group, I think we've done a good job of just trying to make plays down the field, and he's going to give us ample opportunities to do that. So for myself, it's continue to get better, continue to stay consistent, and, you know, trying to finish plays as much as possible with touchdowns. So I just want to continue to be the guy for our offense where we need to play, and they trust me to do that. And I try to hang my hat on the work that I put in during the week. But the conversation that Jaden and I have week to week is evolving, what we're seeing out there, and little intricacies throughout the quarterback receiver relationship that I really feel like are starting to come to light because of how fast things have progressed for him and I. And so it's been really fun playing with him and the rest of the receiver group that we had, because each week it seems like somebody else is making a play to help us win. So I know it doesn't all fall on me, which is another plus.
Terry, how have you seen this group come together since week two? Not so much X's and O's, but just closeness.
Honestly, I think after that Cincinnati game, and I think we could probably credit a little bit, we spent that week out in Arizona together. So that emotional win on Monday Night Football, we came out in a critical game, and then we spent that whole week together, where most times you're going home, you're getting back in your regular routine if you're here, but we were eating together, hanging out together. We were together pretty much throughout the whole entire day outside of practice. So I think that allowed us to build on the camaraderie we rebuilt in that game, and is moving forward because of just the closeness we have with one another, the trust that's being built, and you know, the fun environment that DQ's created, where it's competitiveness, but we also have fun really grinding and enjoying each other's company. You see guys in there in the locker room always hanging out, playing cards, playing ping pong, and it's just a really fun environment to be a part of. So when you could couple that with great practices and you go out on the field and you execute at a high level, you're going to have a lot of fun as a football team. I think we're reaping a lot of the rewards of the seeds that we were sowing in the early part of the season, but at the same time, we're only halfway. So we got to continue to figure out ways to get better. And offensively, it's being better in the red zone and not shooting ourselves in the foot. But I definitely think that Cincinnati game, we had camaraderie coming into the season. Like, this has been a close team. But I think after that win, spending that week together in Arizona, it really catapulted us going forward.
Terry, you guys have had late buys for like the last. Have you kind of picked up things along the way of, you know, just to
Yeah, I mean, I've really honed in on my routine since I've gotten into the league. So I have a lot of set out plans that I like to do, taking care of my body so I'm ready to not only practice at a high level, but to play. And the turnarounds are quick, you know, when you have a late bye week. So there's not really a time to catch your breath. And I think I got to give a lot of credit to DQ. His plan for us as players has been unbelievable for us to not only practice at a high level, but to be fresh going into game weeks. I think he does a great job of knowing when to take care of us during the week and also push it. And I think it's a big reason as to why we're coming out and having a lot of energy and being fresh. So you got to give a credit to him and the coaching staff for knowing that and implementing that for us. But then it's on us as players to take those opportunities where we may get more mental reps than physical reps, and making sure we're taking care of our bodies. We have every Thursday where we have you know, time after practice set aside so we can take care of our bodies. And he puts the onus on us as players, and I think we've really taken a hold of that philosophy, and it's worked well for us. So it's just about continuing to you know, put the time in each and every week. You play a game, and then you learn from it and keep doing it. And you look up, and now it's week, what, 9? So, yeah, we don't really – you know, look as to when's our bye week, when's the break. It's just kind of all full go mode. But I think it's a combination of DQ taking care of us, and we have a lot of guys who know what it's going to have to take to be successful during a long season if we want to go where we want to go.
Terry, we know that DBs like to chirp sometimes. I have shots in the last game of Banks, a guy, I guess, who likes to do back and forth with. How do you approach a game like that when you know a DB might chirp a little more?
Yeah.
Running your mouth.
Yeah, it's fun for me, honestly. Like, I don't go into the game really talking to anybody at all. So if you see me talking, somebody probably said something to me. And I'm the type of guy where I'm just super competitive in the moments. I don't shy away from that. And playing for a guy like DQ, like, he loves that. He loves the dog competitors. And I hang my hat on being one of those kind of guys. But it's more so about my play than the talk. You know what I mean? I try to let my play do the talking, but I can talk too if it comes down to that. So it's just the man in the arena being competitive. You know what I mean? Whoever's I'm going against, I want to win my matchup and help my team win. So I try not to do anything that's going to hurt the team. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, but I'm not ducking smoke from anybody. So it's fun. It's just who I am. You know what I mean? I think other guys see that and they feed off that. And sometimes I could be a little quiet, but yeah, I don't know. It's like a switch flips or something. So it's fun. That's why I love football, because it's one of the most team games you can play. But the competitiveness in that arena at the highest levels is you live for those moments. So I want to continue to be that energy, not only for myself, but for the team. And whoever's out there, I'm just looking to compete. I got to say Jair Alexander, only for the simple fact, like, he's going to talk regardless. And I respect it. Like, some guys only talk when they're make a play. I'm not gonna name names, but some guys only talk when they make a play. Some guys only talk when they're up. Jair Alexander's gonna talk when he's up, down, off the field, on the field. So I respect it. You know what I mean? It makes the game fun, and you want to go against the best players in this league. So I look forward to those challenges, like I said, whoever I'm going against. But I don't really start it. I just try to finish it.
Jair taunt the crowd maybe before final play?
Yeah, I don't think he's quite did that one. When I saw that video, I was taken back. So
great for us. It worked out for us. Thank you.
Oh, how good is Terry?
I love listening to him because he started off, and I was thinking I was going to say something like, now let this finish. He started off talking about offense, defense, special, everything that you need to be caring about, which means he's not a person that just practices and worry about his position. He worried about everything around the whole team.
We got a break. Santana Moss next, then the governor. Nobody go anywhere.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app